This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Wheel Science. If you're looking for world-class carbon wheels that are UCI approved, come with a lifetime warranty and shipped free worldwide, then check out Wheel Science. Get all the performance at half the price, and when you use the coupon code KONAEDGE at checkout, you'll get an extra 10% discount. To learn more, head over to thekonaedge.com/wheels to find out more, or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/wheels.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
Welcome back onto this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition as we head back to the island of Guam as we joined by Laura Nader. Laura, welcome back onto the podcast. It's good to have you on.
Yes, great. Thanks. Good to be here.
Laura, let's talk about nutrition. And we haven't spoken about it prior to this chat. Your sort of day-to-day, before we look at how you approach a race, but your day-to-day nutrition strategy, are you tell me a little bit about how you approach things from a nutrition point of view.
For me, I practice my nutrition every time I do a run or a bike. I think just practicing and being aware of what your body can handle and what your body can't handle is super important. So, you know, knowing what you're going to take when you're going to take it is the best way to have a good race.
And from a sort of day-to-day eating and drinking perspective, do you do anything? Is it a case of just being as balanced as possible? Or people swear by high fat, low carb, others are more high carb. How do you approach things?
I'm pretty laid back. I don't have, you know, I try and eat healthy. I try not to eat so many processed foods, but I enjoy eating. And so I don't cut anything out. I just make sure it's that I'm the right portion and try not to eat so many much processed food.
It makes life easier for you. Everything in moderation, you don't have to be worrying about too much.
That's my biggest. Everyone's trying these different trends and whatnot, but I just keep it simple and try not to eat too much, but, you know, try to eat protein and things like that to make sure I'm ready for my next training session.
It's difficult with kids though, too, isn't it? In the sense that if you were following a very specific type diet, kids have their own ideas, and sometimes you just got to go with the flow.
Right. Yeah. You know, I will make a drink after a workout, or when the kids want to try it and drink it, it's like, no, you know, they are into everything, but we just keep it simple here. No diet trends or anything like that.
Talk to me about how you approach race day. A couple of days leading up to it, do you change anything? Is it everything pretty much the same, or do you try and mix things up slightly?
Prior to a race, I mean, a lot of hydration and making sure, you know, drinking a lot of water and a lot of fluid, electrolytes and everything. But yeah, a good bowl of pasta the night before or a good breakfast the morning before the race, and you know, nothing out of the ordinary.
And then race day itself, talk to me a little bit about sort of how you approach race day nutrition.
Well, so I really practice, and I have a timer on my watch for when I should eat specific things. On the bike, I do like to eat solid food. I can't eat all the gels and liquids and everything. So I'll have a timer go off on my watch about every hour. I'll have some kind of bar and then a couple gels in between or chews. But I have it planned out, and it's been the same for the past couple years, and it's done me well. So I think the key for me is just having a timer and knowing when you should take it. And it helps me remember while I'm racing, but that's not often what I'm thinking about.
I mean, this is obviously something, like you say, you do it in training, so you know exactly how you react. It's something that you've worked on over the years, and like you say, it's worked for you for the last couple. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Do you feel like you've got your race day nutrition so dialed in that you don't need to change anything, or are you still tweaking it a bit?
I mean, I do feel like it's pretty dialed in. It hasn't given me, well, knock on wood, it hasn't given me any stomach issues or anything like that. So that's going to be my plan for my upcoming race. And yeah, as long as they don't stop making what I use, but it's worked. So I'm just going to keep going with it.
Do you change things up depending on conditions? Obviously, you're lucky that, as you said, you get to train in Guam, which is slightly warmer than Kona. But if you had a race in cold conditions, how would you adjust things?
Well, I am going to be racing in I plan to race at Ironman Canada in end of July. So it will be fairly cooler than what I'm used to. I'm actually kind of nervous about the cold because I have not done a cold race yet. So I haven't really thought too much about if I'm going to change things up, but I think I'm just going to keep with the same thing and maybe not as much sodium. I do take a couple sodium tabs during the hot races just because they're so hot. So I haven't really thought too much about it, but yes, it will be a cold race. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
Laura, what's the biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your triathlon career and what have you learned from it?
I think it's just the mistake is not knowing what you can handle or what you need, especially these hot races. I think not having enough fluid or not having enough food can really affect your run. I think since I trained in the heat, I know what to expect. So I haven't made that mistake yet. But I think just having it, making sure it's on your bike and it won't fall off is also a key. Also having a backup plan because things do fall off. Ironman, the 7.3 Worlds in Tennessee, a lot of my nutrition fell off. But thankfully, I had a backup plan. So there was no issue there.
Brilliant.
With the nutrition.
Well, Laura, it's been great catching up. I've thoroughly enjoyed our chat, and I look forward to following your progress to Ironman Canada later this year and beyond and see how you go. So best of luck.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge, I want to invite you to check out the Coach Parry Training Club. The Coach Parry Training Club is the essential resource for anyone at any stage of their triathlon journey. Whether you're just starting out in the sport and training for your first sprint distance race, or if you've been around the block a few times and are looking to take your Ironman performance to the next level, then the Coach Parry Training Club can help you. Developed by double Olympic and Commonwealth Games triathlon coach Lindsay Parry and myself, the Coach Parry Training Club is the go-to online platform for your training needs. It's like having a coach in your pocket. Get 20% off when you join the Coach Parry Training Club by using the coupon code KONA at checkout. Head over to thekonaedge.com/coach or click on the link in your podcast player now. That's thekonaedge.com/coach.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for The Kona Edge.